The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Since the Affordable Care Act created a new exchange for people who could not afford health insurance, about 400,000 people in Virginia signed up and now have health insurance. The exchange in Virginia has 10 providers, and the increase in premiums here is way below the national average. Jill Hankin at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says we'll know much more about the future of the exchange this spring.
We'll see which companies are still hoping to do business in Virginia and how many plans they're going to offer and where those plans will be offered, as well as the prices.
If Virginia's health insurance exchange is really in a death spiral, insurers would start dropping out this spring. So far, that hasn't happened. But Lynn Nichols at George Mason University says the Trump administration could sabotage the exchanges in the courts by refusing to defend subsidies in an ongoing court challenge.
Over half of the people nationally enrolled in marketplace plans are in counties that voted for Trump. So it would be kind of self-defeating to their own constituency to sabotage this market.
Republicans say they expect the system to fall apart, but Democrats say Virginia's health insurance exchange is a success, one they hope will continue. I'm Michael Pope.